Radio 1.
Time-out. Toet Stielemans die is dan misschien fysiek niet meer onder ons, maar in zoveel hoofden en harten is hij nog wel. Dat hoor je hier elke week. Zo leeft hij heel erg door in gitarist John Scofield. Vorige week was John Scofield in Antwerpen en tussen zijn concerten door wilde hij heel graag vertellen over onze mondharmonica reus, die eigenlijk ook een heel groot gitarist was. En dat mogen we vooral niet vergeten.
Toets was a really good guitar player. A great guitar player. And people forget that. And, you know, actually in the last few years, after he had a stroke, so he didn't play much guitar because I think it was harder for him. But if people go back and listen, especially to the stuff that he did with George Shearing when he joined his band, when he was primarily a guitar player, he took some incredible guitar solos and he swung really hard. So all his stuff, that great music that he was all about, came through in on the guitar too.
Een groot gitarist, zoals wanneer hij speelde bij het George Shearing Quintet, waar John Scofield het over heeft. fantastisch nummer. Hè? Het zou ook een goed deuntje zijn voor een televisieprogramma. De George Shearing Quintet en Jordu met dus onze Toet Stielemans op gitaar. Dat was allemaal lang geleden, want toen maakte hij ook al muziek. En ook in de 70s maakte hij muziek natuurlijk, want wanneer John Scofield hem ook leerde kennen. En die heeft daar alleen maar goede herinneringen aan.
My fondest memories of Toets are from gigs, because Toets, when I would play in Belgium, a lot he would come and sit in. I mean, this happened like 5 or 6 times. And then I remember once in France, I got to play a whole concert with him. And once he came to Montreal and played a whole concert with my group, with Bill Stewart, and we hung out some, you know, and I would go hear his gigs. And he was really a father figure to all of us, you know, and he was very nice to me. And we would talk about music. And this goes way back, man. I met him once in an airport in the 70s and just told him I was a musician, and he was very friendly, and he showed me what he was listening to, Keith Jarrett's Cologne concerts, and he said, it's all white notes.
White?
White notes on the piano, you know, because it was a very kind of folkloric part of the Cologne concert. And I remember we talked about it. We had this great hang in the airport waiting for a plane, you know.
Hiernaar was Toets aan het luisteren toen John Scofield hem leerde kennen op een luchthaven. En dat was heel, heel, heel gezellig. Memories of Tomorrow van Keith Jarrett uit zijn Cologne concert. Thank you. Keith Jarrett en Memories of Tomorrow Part 2C. Een heel belangrijk deel van de favoriete herinneringen aan Toets van John Scofield. We vroegen John Scofield ook naar zijn favoriete toetsnummer. En dat was geen gemakkelijke vraag.
Oh my gosh. That's impossible. I think when he would play Jacques Brel, it really was gorgeous, man. I never heard anything like it when he would play those ballads, you know. But also just hearing him play tunes, you know. And I'll never forget the record he made with Bill Evans where they played Days of Wine and Roses. I loved that. You know, I'm sure as soon as we stop talking, I'll remember some other really incredible performances. Everything he did was great.
Alles wat Toets maakte vond John Scofield fantastisch. Zo ook dit, samen met Bill Evans.
Thank you.
vergeten, hè? Dat soort dingen. Days of Wine and Roses van Toets Tielemans samen met Bill Evans. Meer herinneringen over Toets Tielemans natuurlijk de komende weken hier in Time Out.